I'm from Syria. So in 2012, I moved to Turkey, to Istanbul. But after like 2 years, we got called from United Nations and they asked us if we want to move to any country out of Turkey. So we said yes. This time it was like, just you can say yes or no. You cannot say, I want to go to Canada, to Europe, to US. It's not your choice. Just you have to say yes. So we said yes. After 1 year, I think in 2015, we got another call and they said, you're going to move to US. So it was a lot of interviews. It's like over them four. I think it was five. So after that, we moved to Chicago in 2017, like 1 year ago. So when we moved to Chicago, you can say we moved from like from another side of the world. So everything is different. The buses, the trains, you can say the people, the culture. And the first time when I ride the bus in Chicago, it was very, I don't know. I get like some people from like Hindu people, some people like as American people, some Mexican people. So we don't have this stuff in our countries. So it was like, you can see all the world in one bus. So it was like very different for me. Yeah. When I start working here, it was like, I have no idea about anything. And it was no English. I don't know how they hired me, but yeah, they accept me. It was like a good resume with me. So I have some experience for this work because I used to work as a security. So for like 2 years in Shahba Mall in my city in Aleppo, it was like the biggest mall in Syria. So I used to do this stuff. Maybe that's the way they hired me. But when I start working here, it was like, I have no idea how they're going to pay for me, how much they're going to pay for me. And after 2 weeks, they give me the first check. And I was like, oh my God, they give me like one check every month in my country. So I was like, that's new for me. But I'm okay now. I know everything now about the job, about everything. I'm okay. Before I moved to US, you know, I moved from Syria in 2012 and I moved with nothing, no papers, no money, nothing. So when I moved to Istanbul, I got the first child, my son. After 4 years, I got my daughter. So my son and my daughter have no papers when we're in Istanbul. So I was like, just I'm looking to any papers for my children, because if you have no papers, you have no future. Like in Turkey, I was trying to do like a bank account, but they said, no, you cannot do that. You need a passport. And the government in Syria, they don't give us anything. If I go to the government in Syria, they're going to take me to the jail. They're going to take me to the jail. So I was like, I'm okay. I don't need it. After that, I was like, I'm trying to get a driver license in Turkey. And they said, no, you cannot. So it was like, you can do nothing. So when you moved to here, oh, it was like the biggest change in my life. So me, my wife, and my children, they got everything. Social security numbers, everything, IDs, everything. We have everything now. We can go to DMV and we can do everything. So that's great. Yeah. You feel like, oh, I'm like the others. I'm not different, you know? So that's great. Yeah. I know at least 100 family in Turkey, they have the same situation like me. They do all the interviews. They were ready to move to US and they stopped them. So you can say they're waiting anyone to open the door for them. So I hope we can open this door again. I hope that. When I was in Turkey with my family, all the time, when you say, oh, Chicago, I was thinking about, oh, houses. That's what I was like, I'm dreaming for that. So when you move to here, we got small apartment, like one bedroom, and we have two children. So it's like too tight. And we have like Maria, she's like a troublemaker. So it's like very, very tight home for us. So, I don't know, for the future, I like to buy like a small house in Chicago, and I hope, I can do that in the future.